Hey guys, welcome back to the Road to Madness podcast. I'm Matt Caglio.
I'm Min Dong. 190 days until the 2023-2024 season tips off.
Haven't said that in a while. Yes, we are back. It's been a while, but it's good to be back. We've been trying to get one out for a little bit, but we've obviously had some stuff going on, and school is obviously coming to a close relatively soon, but we are back, and very excited to be back. Today, not too much going on. Just going to talk a lot about coaching carousel. Because there's been a lot of movement since we've last done a podcast, so it's fair that we decide to address it.
Yeah, it is fair. Typically, we don't take our break this early, but we decided to take our break this early. So when the summer comes, you see a lot more episodes, especially with all this transfer portal stuff, more coaching carousel stuff. But yeah, this just been a technical issue on my end with my school's Wi-Fi and my computer. They say my computer's too old to run on that Wi-Fi, so I got to figure it out. Brian, your Wi-Fi got to figure it out too.
Agreed. And my voice is a little scratchy today. I do apologize, but the show must go on, as we always say. So let us begin. First and foremost, we have not done an episode since the national championship, which was about a month ago now. So congratulations to UConn for winning the national championship, their fifth national championship in school history. UConn's becoming a powerhouse slightly and steady, and I think they're doing a really good job, really good team put together. A lot of guys already decided they're returning for next year as well. What are your thoughts on UConn? What are your thoughts on them for the future as well?
Yeah, they're going to be a very good team, and a team you do not want to be playing for years to come. Dan Hurley's done a fantastic job already, and he should continue that trend.
Agreed. So, yeah, without further ado, let's get started with the coaching carousel. Alphabetical order down the list. We'll start with Cal. Obviously, Cal parted ways with Mark Fox. This was kind of expected earlier in the season this year. They signed Mark Madsen from Utah Valley, a really good hire. Already pulling some good transfers. Fardazi Mock coming back to Cal. A couple other guys going to Cal. 4 years at Utah Valley, 70-51 record. NIT semifinals this past season. Your thoughts on this hire from Cal?
Yeah, it's a pretty solid hire in my opinion. Obviously, I feel like they could have done a lot more with that search, but Mark Madsen did make a name for himself towards the end, especially making it to the NIT Final Four. But yeah, hope to see Cal good again because they haven't been good in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Hoping for the best for them, but yeah, we'll see what they can do. I mean, they got some good transfers coming in. They need a good recruiting class, and then who knows? Cal could maybe be back in the Pac-12. But for now, we'll see how they are. But we got a Pac-12 preview come up in a couple months, so we'll save that for the other day.
Yes. Maybe not a couple months. It's like, what, 4 more months until your birthday. So.
Yeah, you're right.
Wow. Yeah, so that's going to last a long time. We got a lot of transfer stuff there. Yeah. We got a lot of transfer portal stuff to catch up to. But next up is Georgetown. This hire had a lot of mixed reviews. They parted ways with Patrick Ewing and signed a coach in the conference, and that would be Ed Cooley from Providence. Spent 12 years there, and prior to the 12 years there, was the coach at Fairfield. 242 wins and 153 losses with 7 March Madness appearances. He's done a terrific job at Providence, making them a perennial tournament team. Now at Georgetown, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, obviously no one really expected this. I was pretty shocked when I heard the news that Cooley was going to leave to Georgetown because he's a Providence. I mean, Providence just fitted him very well. I mean, he loved the city. He loved the fans, and it seemed like he wasn't going to leave there at all. And Providence was obviously rising as of recently. Last year was pretty good, even though they lost in the first round to Kentucky, but still. March Madness appearance, I'd say, is a win for your school, no matter who it is. I think it's a win in your school. But, yeah, Georgetown should be interesting, man. We'll see what they can do with all that stuff. But they're already pulling in some good recruits. Some guys have left as well. But overall, I think Georgetown will be a good place to go for the near future.
Yeah, definitely agree with you. And he was also from Providence, born there, raised there. Did have spent his whole life there. Unless he was assistant coach at Fairfield, I mean the head coach at Fairfield, or the assistant at BC, he spent his whole life at Providence. So it was surprising. I think the reason for that is because he knew he kind of maxed out the ceiling at Providence. I mean, there's no chance Providence is winning a national championship. Sorry to say that. And Georgetown obviously it's such a historic program. They've won national championships before, and to be a Hall of Fame coach, you just gotta make a move to solidify that. And obviously Georgetown, you could win a lot easier than you can in Providence, but he did a terrific job in Providence.
Agreed. And we'll tell you who went to Providence later this episode, so stay tuned for that. Next up, Georgia Tech, parted ways with Josh Pastner, which was made sense, but obviously Pastner did a really good job a couple years ago at UT, putting them in the tournament, winning them an ACC championship, which a lot of people did not expect. It was a COVID year, yes, but still, a championship's a championship. And they do sign Damon Stoudemire from the Celtics. Used to previously coach at Pacific for 5 years, 71-77 record. Your thoughts on this hire for GT?
This is a really strange hire, in my opinion. It's not the best hire. I know he's a great player. He's got Georgia ties, but I feel like you could have found a more proven coach, especially in a place in a region like Georgia, in that area, where most of the talent is there, and most of the guys that go to the NBA are around there as well. So I feel like they could have done a lot better with this coaching search. And schools in Georgia, I don't know what they're up to. They just can't win, especially with all that talent around them. They got to find coaches that could actually recruit that talent and make them into tournament teams. And I don't think this hire really, really does it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know the last time a Georgia team made the tournament. It was probably Georgia State, maybe. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, what Georgia State made it. They made it 2 years ago.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of a while if you think about it. But, I mean, I don't know.
Kennesaw made it last year. So.
Oh, yeah. I should get Kennesaw's from Georgia. But, all right, disregard what I said. But, yeah, Georgia Tech needs to wake it up. Obviously haven't been good in a while, it seems. So yeah, I mean, they need a quick turnaround, they need one fast, and we'll see what they can pull this off season in the portal and in the class as well, 2023.
For sure. Next up, Iona, the probably the most obvious one. They signed Tobin Anderson from Fairleigh Dickinson, previously coached at St. Thomas Aquinas, and last year obviously that Cinderella run at Fairleigh Dickinson, finished the season 21 wins, 16 losses, and the second 16 seed ever to beat a one seed doing that against Purdue. What are your thoughts on this hire?
Yeah, man, it was really interesting. It was so sudden. That's the thing that really threw me off at first. As soon as they lost, he was like, yep, I'm going to Iona, goodbye. Which was kind of, and then that's how I looked at it. I mean, it's obviously a business decision at the end of the day, but I would definitely take some time to think about that. Obviously, you want to move up as quickly as you can. I completely understand that, but he definitely left up really early. But no, he's a really good coach. I mean, he's definitely shown it. Obviously, at St. Thomas Aquinas and FDU last year as well. I only finished 21-16, but still, the upset's the thing that that everyone's going to know him for. So hopefully, he's up for the moment. I could see this being like a Shaheen Holloway type. Not good the first year, and then hopefully step it up in the future. So we'll see what happens in Iona. Obviously, a lot of guys are leaving that program. But, yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, definitely agree with you. He did leave right away. He kind of knew Iona was going to get in. He was the finalist the first time before they hired Rick Pitino. And once again, he was the finalist this year before actually getting the job. I don't know if he's going to win right away. I'm not too sure on that because 10 guys did enter the transfer portal immediately after the season. Not too sure if he's going to win right away. I think Iona's got to be a little bit patient than they used to be because this is a program that wins right away, but I don't think he's going to win in year one.
Agreed. I definitely agree with that. Next team up, Notre Dame. Obviously, Mike Bray stepped down, joined the Hawks. I forgot about that. He joined the Hawks, right? That was the Hawks that he joined? Yeah. So I don't know what's going on with Mike Bray, but he can do whatever he wants at this point. yeah, they signed Micah Shrewsbury from Penn State. Really good hire. 2 years at Penn State, 37-31 record. Obviously, the most recent Marsh Mass appearance this past year where they lost to Texas in the second round. What are your thoughts on Notre Dame and the hire?
Yeah, great hire. Honestly, was not expecting him to go to Notre Dame. I thought he was going to go to Georgetown, but, Terrific hire by Notre Dame. Not much to say, actually.
Yeah, I agree. Georgetown seems like a good destination for him as well. But yeah, Notre Dame should be very happy, and we'll see what they can do.
And next up is Penn State. They signed Mike Rhodes from VCU. Spent 6 years there, 129 wins, 61 losses with three March Madness appearances. What are your thoughts on this hire?
Great hire. Obviously needed a good replacement. I think Mike Rhodes is that guy. And news already is broken that Ace Baldwin will be joining him at Penn State. Obviously got injured in that March Madness game against St. Mary's for VCU last year. But yeah, Mike Rhodes is a very good coach. Obviously the resume shows it. Really good record, three March Madness appearances in 6 years. That's pretty good. And I think Penn State has a very good coach coming in. And this Penn State team continues to trend up in the right direction, I think, even with the loss of Shrewsbury.
Yeah, obviously, if you look at the whole Big Ten, the Penn State's probably completely different. The play I'm gonna play a completely different style. They're gonna get up in your face and play 94 feet. And in the Big Ten, you just play slow and you don't score unless you're Iowa. And that's just my opinion on the Big Ten. If you're Iowa and Wisconsin, you're gonna score a lot. The rest of the teams, they want to play defense. Penn State's going to play defense and score a lot. So it's going to be interesting to see Mike Rose in the Big Ten, but I think he's going to make it work. He made it work in the A-10, and I think he's going to make it work in the Big Ten.
Definitely agree. Next team up is Providence. Already talked about Ed Cooley leaving. Who they sign, you might ask? Kim English from George Mason is now the new coach of Providence. Only 2 years at George Mason, 34-29 record there. Obviously, previously coached at Tennessee, so you know this man very well. What are your thoughts on Kim English to Providence?
Yeah, he's a young coach, and he did solid in his 2 years at George Mason. I already know he's doing a lot of great work in Providence, retaining guys, getting guys from the portal. We'll go over that probably in 2 weeks because I won't be done school until then. But yeah, I think this is a good hire. I think it's gonna be a long process. I mean, they were patient with Cooley when he first started. I think they're gonna do the same thing with Kim English.
Yeah, I could see that. I think they're a lot more, not a lot less patient because I think they're a lot better than they were like 7 years ago or however long it was. But yeah, I mean, I like Providence a lot. I think it's a good destination for Kim English, and he's a really just energetic coach. I mean, I remember seeing the video of him 1v1ing his player, making him stay at Providence. And that's not what it was for, but eventually he decided to stay. But he just brings good energy. I really like that a lot. So I think this Providence culture will be very good for years to come still in the Big East.
And next up, we got South Florida. They signed Amir Abdur-Rahim. 4 years at Kennesaw State with a 45 and 74 record. That record does not indicate how good he was. Obviously, first year, one win. Last year, he had 26 wins with a March Madness appearance and a near upset over Xavier. What are your thoughts on this hire for South Florida?
Yeah, I like it a lot. Obviously, Kennesaw State, a team that was a laughing stock a couple years ago and now have turned into a really good team. And we'll see how they go. They probably won't be the same after Amir Abdul-Rahim leaves, but I think South Florida is in for a treat. South Florida has been not a very good team in the American the past couple of years. I thought they were going to be pretty good 2 years ago. They did not end up being that way. So they need to change. I agree. I think this is a very good get for them. I think it will take a little bit to get going, but I think the right pieces are there to make South Florida into a pretty good team once again for the American. So I'm excited to see what happens.
And yeah, I totally agree with you. They've been very bad in the American. They're not moving conferences, so they should be in the middle of the pack in American this year. But it's going to be a long process. They got to take advantage of the teams leaving in American, because the teams leaving are very significant teams who are very good at basketball as well as football, but more basketball in my opinion. But yeah, they got to take advantage of this hire.
Yeah, I gotta get used to that. Next year is gonna be weird, just seeing all these conference realignments and stuff. It's gonna be really weird. But anyways, let's move on. St. John's is up next. St. John's obviously parted ways with Mike Anderson. They were thinking about it for a while, and they finally decided to pull the plug. But they did sign a very good replacement, Mr. Rick Pitino from Iona. Obviously won a championship at Louisville. Call it what you want, but a championship's a championship. I know it got taken away, but sure, we're not talking about that. 3 years in Iona, 64-22 record, two March Madness appearances this past one. They lost to the national champs, UConn. But they played a pretty good first half. I'll give them that. What are your thoughts on Rick Pitino going back up the ranks to St. John's?
Yeah, St. John's is back. That's all I can really say.
Agreed. Madison Square Garden will be fun. So St. John's fans, be happy.
Next up is your favorite program. That will be Texas. They take off the interim tag off of Rodney Terry and hire him to a 5-year deal. Inherited that team after the firing of Chris Beard. And how far did they make it again? Elite Eight?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, good, really good decision. Rodney Terry showed what he can do, and they made a very fine tournament. So I like the decision a lot. Chris Beard, obviously, he went to Ole Miss. I don't think we put that in. Oh, well, we already like kind of told you that already, whatever that was on last episode. But, yeah, I mean, I like it a lot. He's already pulling in some good recruits, good transfers. Only lost a couple guys thus far, but I take the wins rather than the losses in this case. So I think Texas is in for a very good treat for 5 more years with RT.
Yeah, I think so as well. He's already done pretty well in a transfer portal. We'll go over that at a later date.
Agreed. Next team up, Texas Tech, the rivals, obviously, of Texas. They part ways with Mark Adams. Very long, short-lived career there at Texas Tech for Mark Adams. They do bring in Grant McCaslin from North Texas. 6 years at North Texas, 135 wins, 65 losses. One March Madness appearance where they beat Purdue and won NIT championship this past year. What are your thoughts on North Texas coach Grant McCaslin going to the Red Raiders?
Yeah, I read this from a mile away, I'd like to say. I feel like I called this a long time ago, and it's finally happening. One of my favorite coaches on all college basketball, just the way he coaches and the way he won at North Texas is just very impressive. So I think he's going to win the same way at Texas Tech, and I think they're going to be a perennial Sweet 16 team, I'd say, under him.
I hope so. I mean, last year was a rough year for the Red Raiders. We'll see if they can get back. A rough year for them was like 500. They almost made the tournament, even when it's a bad year for Texas Tech. So I think they'll be fine. They just got to pull together some transfers, and they'll be all right.
Mm-hmm. And next up is Utah State. They signed Danny Sprinkle out of Montana State to a four-year not a four-year deal, but they signed Danny Sprinkle. He gets a huge payday. He's making $2 million a year now compared to whatever he made at Montana State, less than 400,000. I'm looking at the contract details right now on Twitter, but 4 years at Montana State, 81 wins, 43 losses, but 2 March Madness appearances. What are your thoughts on Danny Sprinkle to Utah State?
Yeah, good get. Obviously losing their coach. We'll talk about that in a sec. But yeah, a great replacement. Obviously, Sprinkle's done a good job these past couple of years. I believe that's back 2 back-to-back March Madness appearances for Montana State. Obviously, didn't do well in either game, but I mean, what do you expect? You're going up against some very tough competition in March Madness. But yeah, I mean, I think Utah State got a good coach. I think he's going to do very well. I know Utah State's losing a lot of guys in the portal, but so I think it might be a little bit of a shaky first year for them. But I think he can pull things together and turn this or continue to push this Utah State team better and better.
Definitely agree with you.
And where did Utah State's coach go? That would be Ryan Odom. He went to VCU. 2 years at Utah State, 44-25 record. 1 March Madness appearance this past year. Previously coached at UMBC before going to VCU. Your thoughts on Ryan Odom moving once again, this time back to Maryland, or Virginia, I should say.
Yeah, he's going back home where he's most comfortable with. Obviously, went to the West Coast for a couple of years and won there. And that just proved to everybody in America that he can win anywhere, whether it's UMBC, Utah State, and now I think he's going to be a winner at VCU. Just his offense, he's just an offensive-minded coach. He knows what he's doing out there. And I think this is a terrific hire from VCU.
Definitely agree. I'm excited to see what VCU can do. I know they lost a lot in the portal. But I think they'll be all right. And I think they're still going to be a good team, the A-10. The A-10, we don't really know what to expect at all now. So expectations, wipe them away. I think VCU could do some damage in the A-10 once again.
Mm-hmm. And next up, we got Western Kentucky. Rick Stansbury has resigned. He's now the assistant coach at Memphis. But they did sign Steve Lutz from Texas A&M, Corpus Christi. Only 2 years there, but two March Madness appearances with a 47 win and 26 or 23 loss record. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, fantastic hire. Steve Lutz is a fantastic coach. Still trying to get in contact with him. We were in contact and we lost it. We're going to try and follow that back up. But regardless, really good coach. And Western Kentucky's in for a really good coach to replace, obviously, the legendary Slick Rick. But, yeah, I think Western Kentucky obviously stepped back here last year. I think they're going to put the foot in the gas once again. I think Lutz can do that for them. So I would not be shocked if Western Kentucky is back in the Conference USA. They're still in the Conference USA, right, next year?
Are they?
I don't know.
Yeah, they are.
Okay. Well, since some teams are leaving, I think Western Kentucky has a chance to crack back near the top of the Conference USA. So we'll see what they do. But I like the hiring a lot.
Yeah, as do I.
Oh, you're done? Okay. And the last one, team, Wichita State, part ways with Isaac Brown. That's kind of sad. I mean, Isaac Brown did a phenomenal job filling as the intern despite Greg Marshall. Yeah, Greg Marshall. I haven't heard that name in a while. But, yeah, they do sign Paul Mills, though, from Oral Roberts. Obviously, this guy's a legend. 6 years at Oral Roberts, 106-84 record, two March Madness appearances. Obviously, the Fanatic 15 seed, Sweet 16 run for Oral Roberts. And this past year, they were a little bit better, so they played a better team and they ended up losing. But regardless, Oral Roberts, really good under Paul Mills. We'll see what he can do at Wichita State. Your thoughts for the Shockers?
Yeah, terrific hires, a great regional hire as well. And I think Wichita State is going to be back to the glory days where, man, it was fun watching Wichita State. I mean, under Greg Marshall, they were actually one of my favorite programs to watch. And that city of Wichita, all they care about there is basketball as well. It's probably the mecca. It's the basketball mecca of the Midwest, in my very own opinion. But I think Wichita State is going to be back and they're going to sell out and be packed again.
Yeah, I would love that for them. Obviously, it's been kind of quiet in Wichita State for a little bit now. I'd say probably since the Fred VanVleet, Ron Baker days. It hasn't been that loud since then. They've had a little bit of roar, but nothing too severe like it was back in the day. So I would love that for Wichita State to get back to the promised land. They're a one seed, right? Weren't they a one seed 1 year in the tournament?
Yeah, and they lost to Kentucky in the Sweet 16. Yeah.
So, I mean, they've had some really good
teams. That was the year they went undefeated in regular season play. They went 34-0.
Oh, yeah.
That team was nice.
Yeah, I know. That's the last time we've seen the Shockers like be a great team. They've seen some buzz, but nothing too crazy. I would love to see them back to a historic program and just a dominant powerhouse. I know they're in the American, which is hard. But like I said, some teams are leaving, like you said, take advantage of the teams that leave and try and move back up the ranks. I think that they could do that with Paul Mills. So I'm excited to see what they can do.
Yeah, and shout out to that Wichita State alum TBT team, the Aftershocks. To always be rooting for them in the TBT. I don't want any other team to win other than the Aftershocks because those guys, I grew up watching the Wichita State team, and the fact that they're still playing in the basketball tournament, it's always fun to watch them play.
When is the tournament? Oh, it already happened this year, didn't it? Wait.
No, I think it happens every summer. I'm pretty sure it happens every summer.
I gotta get excited. Oh, July and August.
Yeah, told you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited for that. I like that tournament a lot. But, yeah, I think that is all I got for today's episode. Trying to think of any more coaches we can add here. Not really. A couple guys got some extensions. But like I said, the portal's the main thing that we're going to have to focus on for the next couple episodes. I know you are going back to school, but we're obviously we know what's going on. We just haven't really released it yet with our episodes. But
and one more thing.
Yeah.
We have a special announcement, don't we?
We have what?
Don't we have a special announcement?
About what?
We joined a group.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Correct. Yes.
Even you.
It's been
a while. We did it about 3 weeks ago. We haven't done a podcast since. So, you can announce it.
All right. So, for those of you that have not seen, we have joined the VSN Collegiate Group. It's basically just a group of college sports podcasts. They reached out to us, and we really liked what they were doing, so we decided to hop on with them. So big shout out to those guys over there, VSN Collegiate. You'll see us on there. But we're going to also post on here as we normally do. So we're not going anywhere. We're just joining another group. So nothing really changes. We just happen to join them. So huge shout out to the VSN Collegiate. And we hope to work with them in the future and keep collaborating as we move on. But yeah, anything else from you?
Yeah, we'll be back in about a week and a half when I'm actually home from school. Actually, we'll be back next weekend because I gotta coach my AAU guys. But yeah, we'll be back next weekend for sure.
Lovely. And yeah, I won't be home next weekend.
Oh no! All right, we'll be back.
I mean, I could do a little car episode. I mean, maybe, I don't know.
No, it's not safe. It's not safe to do that.
I agree. So yeah, we'll let you know when we're back. But it's good to be back. And we're excited to get this offseason finally started. That's been rolling for a little bit, but we're finally kicking the ball and getting things rolling. So, yeah, this is episode 299 as well. So, big at 300 next episode, which is pretty crazy. But 190 days till the new season begins. We got a lot to talk about still then. But that is all we got for today's episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, it's always March, baby.
It's always March, baby. Thank you guys for tuning in.